Great. Now turn your back to the station and look towards Bayerstraße. Before we wander through the southern part of the station quarter, I'd like to show you something else now. From where you're standing right now, you can see a set of stairs on your right-hand side between the tracks and the exit. The stairs lead to a public toilet. Walk past the toilets until you arrive at a shut steel door.
Unbefugten Zutritt verboten. Authorized entry only. Day after day, the logistical work of the station administration got harder. As a result of delays and changes of plans, guest worker trains all began to arrive at the same time. People streamed onto the platforms in their thousands, hungry and confused. They had to be greeted, tended to, and quickly transferred. For many of the newcomers, this was just a transit halt, a stopover before being taken to other cities or out to the countryside.
Touch the steel door with your hands for a short moment.
An air raid shelter from the Second World War can be found behind this door. From 1960 onwards, the bunker became the headquarters of Southern Bavaria's Employment Agency Transferal Station. Every Italian, Greek, Turk, or Yugoslav who came with a recruitment application to Germany was received here. The lucky ones had relatives or acquaintances in the city who would put them up at first. The unlucky ones had to spend the night in this bunker and would then catch their next train during the days that followed.
Let's leave the station now. We'll climb the stairs again and leave to the right, heading towards Bayerstraße. Now we'll wander together a short way through the city. We might not manage to keep in step with one another, but we should try nonetheless. Are you ready? Good. Walk slowly and take in the city. You should be standing right outside Central Station now, facing a shop called Trachten Outlet. In front of you is a big road called Bayerstraße. We want to cross Bayerstraße at the traffic lights and then follow the street left, Bayerstraße left. If you have green lights, walk on and wait on the other side of the street, just in front of Trachten Outlet. If you've got the red light, just wait and cross with green. We'll cross Bayerstraße and go left once we've crossed it.
The history of the guest workers, who played a large part in Germany's economic miracle, has a unique place in German history. It is, however, being silenced. No monument stands to commemorate the arrival of these millions of workers. No street is named in their honor. In In order to prevent the foreign workers becoming permanent inhabitants in the country, they only received short-term work permits. Each year, new workers would be invited to Germany, but only to stay for 1 year.
Have you crossed the street? Okay. Now we're going left along the Bayerstraße. We're passing from Maxi Döner Kebab on your right-hand side. And in front of you, you see the big letter U on blue background. U for Metro, U-Bahn. Just walk on. Slowly. So you can take in the ambience. On your right-hand side, you see your Bayerisches Schnitzel and Handelhaus. And just after that, you'll be seeing Merkur Bank.
At the beginning, the workers didn't intend to stay. This was meant to be a temporary residence.
In front of you, you should be seeing a hotel. Green letters on white background, illuminated. It's the Hotel Europäischer Hof.
However, they realized quite soon that the savings they were making were not worth as much as they had hoped. So they applied again each year for a new permit, the process continuing until they had children.
At the corner of Sinnefelder Straße and Bayerstraße, we'll just wait for a second. Just wait here.
Finally, some decided to stay on and find their place amongst the locals. We summoned workers and instead got people, summarizes the novelist Max Frisch poignantly.
We'll walk on now, just straight on as you were going. In front of you, you see CC Fashion Shop. And just after it, an Asia supermarket. After that, you see the Taklamakan on your right-hand side.
There may be no monument in the city for these people, but their traces can be found all over the place. Just look around you.
We'll walk on, straight on. At the next corner, we'll turn to the right. The next corner is Schillerstraße. You should have arrived there now. Turn right at Schillerstraße. In Schillerstraße, you will see on your left-hand side a sport café, Schiller. Just after that, you will see an Übersetzerzentrale, a translator's shop. You'll pass Alibaba on your right-hand side.
Two days after my initial meeting at the Department of Culture, I received an email from the City Archive of Munich. A certain Frau M, my contact at the archive, was currently on holiday.
In front of you, you would be seeing Juwelier Sonne now.
If I wanted to make an appointment, I would have to wait for her to return.
And just after that, Conrad Hotel. On your left-hand side, you'll see a candy bar. Just walk on. You should be at Hotel Royal, which is on your left-hand side. And at the junction, the Pizzeria Pipasa. Just have a stop at the junction of Schillerstraße and Schwanthalerstraße. We'll wait there for a bit. The light's green for you. Cross the street, cross Schwanthalerstraße. If it's red, just wait. We'll wait for you on the other side. If you've already crossed Schwanthalerstraße, just wait on the other side, at the corner. The light is green for me now. We're crossing Schwanthalerstraße and then walking on, just straight on. On your left, you should be seeing Hotel Italia. And Cabaret Femina. Straight in front of you on the right-hand side, you should be seeing Hotel Astor. Just walk slowly. There's a lot of gold being sold here. On your left-hand side, you should be seeing money exchange now. Just in front of us, at the crossroads, we're gonna go right into the Landwehrstraße. Turn right into Landwehrstraße and stay on your right hand side. You'll see Hotel Andi on the left hand side. Walk on, but slowly.
And on your left-hand side, the Pension Hotel, Marie-Louise. You should now be seeing a house of notebooks on your left-hand side. And that's where we're going to cross the street. Cross the street to the left side. And then just walk on the direction you were walking. Just in front of you, you should be seeing Foto Adnan now. Have a little stop in front of Foto Adnan and have a look at the vitrine.
Being a studio photographer in a mixed neighborhood can prove rather tricky. The photographer has to adapt to the taste of his customers, something that is often dependent on nationality. A little while ago, my friend B showed me a photograph she had had taken for an interview. She had had it done in a photo studio in Munich. She complained because it had cost her a lot of money and she couldn't even recognize herself in the picture. B has olive-colored skin, dark eyes, and a slightly aquiline nose. She was photographed face-on in front of a pastel blue background. The photograph had been retouched, finally making her look extremely pale, after which the photographer had also added a rosy touch to her cheeks. The photographer had managed to turn B into a born and bred Bavarian, following the local, up-to-date aesthetic norms. You couldn't really blame him, though. He had done everything by the book.
Let's go on towards the junction of the streets Landwehrstraße and Goethestraße. Landwehrstraße and Goethestraße. It's very lively around here. In a minute, you will see the fruit and vegetable dealer Cavusoglu. Just behind Cavusoglu is the Kösk, a very traditional coffee house. Maybe you'd like to take a look in there later. For the moment being, though, lean up against the wall, here by the corner. Stick your hands in your pockets, observe the street life, and take your time about it. In case it gets a bit claustrophobic, sometimes people are here in their droves, just swap over to the other side of the street. Now, press stop, and as soon as you've found a good spot, select track 5 on your device.